The Hi-Fi Dream Deep Dive. That is a band called Ice Choir. The song is Two Rings. And before that was Heaven 17, Let Me Go. So Let Me Go was from 1982. That was from 2012. So what's that, 20 years later? Yeah, 20 years later? No, 30 years later. Right?
30.
82 to 92 to 30. Yeah, 30 years. If you remember the group Pains of the Pure at Heart, and I know you said you weren't familiar with them.
No, never heard of them.
That was the drummer of Pains of the Pure at Heart and also of the Depreciation Guild, which was another group I contemplated putting on this show.
I don't know that band either.
Yeah, that was like a new school shoegaze group, much like Day Sleepers earlier.
Okay, gotcha.
Anyway, I think they were a little more popular than Day Sleepers. However, this was a one-off. I think they may have even put out a second album that was just completely forgotten, didn't get any attention. And then they split up. So I haven't heard anything of them since, any of the groups I just mentioned, really. So I'm happy to play this song because I actually jogged my memory trying to find a song to your choice, to the Heaven 17.
Jeez.
And I wanted a more modern song that sounded like it was pulling from that sound.
Well, you found it.
So
definitely.
I think it worked, right?
Yeah,
the
modern production of this sound, but with the obvious synth drum machine, even with that little wood block sound, knock, 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 like very... I don't know if it's an 808 or a 909. What makes
not
that,
sure either.
That drum sound?
I will say I know it's definitely live electronic drums. So they're playing the electronic drum kit with a drum machine.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Because he's a drummer, and I could hear there's certain fills that you can only do with drums.
Live.
But you know the electronic drum kits, what they look like, especially...
The little box.
Yeah, but the 80s, they would have like
the pads, you mean?
Yeah. Yeah, so that's what he plays. And I always think it kind of looks funny when you see a drummer behind like the pads.
And there's nothing underneath, right?
Yeah, it's like this sort of like empty looking set.
Yeah.
But the sounds that come out of it are pretty cool. That you could tell it's played by somebody, but it also combines those little drum pad sounds that we like.
It's very retro, and I would have even thought vocally that it sounded like Yaz or Alison Moyet. A woman, but you say he's a guy.
Yeah.
And I might have thought it was a new release from,
Allison?
Yeah, from 2012 maybe. But then
she did have a husky voice.
Yeah, Allison, exactly. Moyet. But the singing style is very similar, and there's even this fun guitar solo in the song.
Ripped through sort of like the song earlier that you were calling attention to with Empire of the Sun.
Yeah, you don't hear guitar solos very much anymore.
No, even in rock songs. Like, guitar solos were definitely a thing of the 80s.
Right.
And even, I think grunge did away with guitar solos. It was more like...
That's true.
They didn't really have that, like, Eddie Van Halen moment where they would just rip off a solo.
Right.
I guess metal continued to do that, but pop music doesn't do it much at all.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely a retro set for you there. We have two more left. I want to ask you, since we're in the... We're heading into the second hour now. What have you watched any of the Olympics yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got a subscription to Peacock for the month, so can pick out, what sports to see.
It's fun.
It is.
I forget sometimes that I enjoy that I have a competition to follow for 2 weeks. Like, I'll check in at the end of the day, prime time.
Okay.
And I'll see, like, what the big events. Like, last night I watched this gymnastics, Simone Biles.
Yeah.
Record-breaking gold medals now.
Right.
For history of the United States Olympics. But, like, watching these athletes, I think today while we're recording this, which is on, a week early for people hearing it, but that Katie Ledecky is, like, one of the greatest female swimmers in history.
Mm-hmm.
Is swimming while we're speaking, So hopefully tonight I could tune in and I'll see all these different performances. But it is fun. It's like, I think it's needed right now for our country that we're all behind this. It's not like this is something where it's like partisan. Like, you all root for the Olympics,
right.
You root for the United States. No matter how angry you are at the country, these athletes represent like all of us in a weird way. And I really like that it brings this sort of sense of unity.
Did you watch the opening ceremony?
I thought it was terrible.
Oh, really?
But there were moments of brilliance. I thought Celine Dion's thing was crazy.
Amazing.
I'm not a fan.
Right.
I know she's one of the greatest singers ever.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I respect her, but it's not my thing. But, dude, I was floored.
She owned it.
She really owned it. Barely walk. She is so unwell and sick.
Right.
To see that level on the Eiffel Tower.
She's a professional. Yeah.
Exactly. Dude, she is a boss.
Mm-hmm.
She owns I was like, if that's the last performance anybody sees of her, because she can't perform much, that is one hell of a swan song.
Yeah.
That was, I'm glad you mentioned
how
well, because I couldn't believe it.
I enjoyed that opening ceremony, the whole thing.
There were a lot of weird moments. So out in the rain, I was like, these poor athletes are
on. You can't help that.
Yeah, but why would they do it outside? Every ceremony is indoors for that reason.
Well, okay, but look at what they did, though. Is they used the entire city, essentially, as the stage.
Agreed, but then you can't gather to watch. Like, it just seems like it was so floating down the scene.
Yeah, yeah, the Seine.
Seine, whatever.
I thought it was cool, man.
And I thought some parts were amazing.
And then the different countries, you know, some countries had a small boat. Some countries had a huge boat.
Well, yeah, you saw, like, you know, it'd be like Italy, Israel and Jamaica on his boat. Right. And it's like, what a combo.
Or they'll just get a little section of a boat, you know, with other countries. And so I thought that was
what I thought was, there was some really strange things, like that the heavy Gojira, the heavy metal band, playing Les Mis in a building, and Marie Antoinette's holding her severed head in the window.
Oh,
and
I
was like,
that.
What is going on?
Okay.
There was a part where they were showing a menage a trois happen. Did you see that part?
No.
That's what I'm wondering, because they showed them running through the streets, these three people
making
out, and you know, and then they go into a private room and they start doing things. And then they look at the camera and they walk over and shut the door, and that's how it ended. Like them start
so French.
All these nods to culture, you know, French culture, but it was a lot of things that didn't seem appropriate, like the Last Supper. At the Olympics, it just doesn't seem like, why would you go there?
So it didn't work for you.
I don't care. I'm not offended by anything, but I just felt, my parents were watching it and they love it, right? Uh-huh. And they were like straight up like in shock at some of the things they were seeing. You know, 78-year-old and 75-year-old are, you know, seeing these things that are definitely edgy.
Yeah.
In an Olympic ceremony, it just didn't I was uncomfortable with it.
But I liked it.
Some of it was great.
The fashion show was pretty cool.
Lady Gaga, she's not even French. What was she singing
she
for?
She sung in French.
I know, she's but she's good. Not from France.
Doesn't matter. She can sing in French. That's all they needed.
I just thought there were some questionable decisions. But like I said, there were moments. And Celine almost made me forget the whole thing.
Well, I can appreciate the planning for that and the theme. Showing off Paris as it is versus, like, if you compare to Beijing, you know,
that was amazing,
but they put in a lot of money and effort into that. So that's what China's all about. It's like, we have all these resources, let's show you. In Paris, it's like, we have all this history, let's show you, and the beautiful architecture, all of that. So I think it was appropriate. It was appropriate for
I remember last watching the China Beijing one, and I was just like, my jaw was on the floor at some of the things they were pulling off. I thought this had moments where I was like in awe, and there were moments where I was just like, I don't get it. What are they doing here? I don't know why they would choose to do certain things during this time. But again, the Olympics itself, I feel like watching it, like, it reminds me of, like, we're all in this together sort of thing. And I think right this second, the country needs that. So,
oh, definitely.
And it's enjoyable. So anyway, I wanted to just see, because I know you probably follow it with your family.
Yes. Good aside.
So we got two more good sets here. So the first one, this is a song I wasn't familiar with, dude. I know Claro.
You do?
I do.
Okay.
I know pretty much most of the artists that come out of any popularity or whatever. I'll know them and I'll listen, maybe check it out, like Lizzo and these types of artists.
Okay.
Claro has had some songs I kind of liked, but I would say this one, which I had not heard before, it's new. This one, like, right up my alley, especially what I tend to look for in soul R&B. This kind of has it.
I'm glad, because I had never heard of Claro, but I started listening to her album, and a lot of the songs were not very upbeat. They're kind of, you know, slow
ballads,
and moody.
Yeah.
But she had good vocals, I thought.
Yeah.
And so this one's called Sexy to Someone, and I really like it's more upbeat. And it's got a little bit more processing, so it fits to me, the Hi-Fi Dream.
It certainly does.
Her sound is kind of like a little bit sad, but also a little bit sassy at the same time.
Actually, a little like Kali Yukis, we were talking about last week's show, Blue.
Yeah.
Same thing. They're sexy and sad at the same time. One of my favorite combinations.
That's true.
This song has that trip hop type beat.
Yes.
Like Kali Yukis did last week.
True.
So yeah, I think maybe there's a connection there.
Maybe.
That I didn't realize.
Maybe.
But I like this song. This one, I almost questioned why you would put a Claro song on, because she is very popular. I mean, this isn't somebody who's like underground, you know?
Oh, okay. So I didn't know that.
But I was like, oh, he's putting on a pop song. And then I heard the song and I was like, it's new. And I would play this. I don't know if it's released yet or what the deal is, but I do like it enough where I would play it.
Good.
To give you an idea.
Good. And I didn't had no idea who she was.
First time ever hearing Claro. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Your kids know her.
I'll have to ask them.
I bet you they would.
We didn't review that one.
They didn't review
during our session.
I'm curious because I would think they know her.
I try not to saturate the family with the playlist every week. I'll try to play. I need to play it to listen to it. Of course.
Well, I mean, just ask them if they know who Claro is, and I would think they. I would think because she's very, very well known.
Okay.
Like I feel like there's this sort of group of soul singers that have really done well lately in the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
Like SZA, Odessa, oh, okay. Claro, okay. Lizzo, they all sort of, I think, hover the line of like being weird and creative and pop, you know? So they kind of aren't afraid to venture into some cool places. And now I'm seeing there might be other music by Claro that I should be exploring after I heard this one.
Okay.
So this is cool. I think everybody listening who might not have ever heard of her or gave her a chance are going to be pleasantly surprised by this song.
Now's the time.
Good choice. Followed by DJ Shadow with Little Dragon, another kind of R&B, alternative sort of R&B artist in that track with DJ Shadow. One of the best trip hop artists ever. So
this is a good one too.
I think this is some thick beats. They're almost the same type beat, by the way.
I agree.
But this is like if we had Kickerbox back in the day, this would kill out of our car.
That's right.
So let's play some hip hop sounding production, The Deep Dive.
This is The Deep Dive with Greg and Willis.
Hi-Fi Dream, the deep dive. That is DJ Shadow with Little Dragon doing the vocals, Scale It Back from 2010, which was a really cool kind of year for indie music.
Oh my goodness, what a song.
Really insane, but it was like perfectly following your Claro pick.
Beat-wise.
Sexy to Someone, which is new, by the way. We just kind of looked it up while we were listening. Now it's like doing pretty well, to say the least. But they both kind of have the same beat. Similar production, but you said it. There's probably a 5 or 10 beat per minute difference, and it's very noticeable somehow.
It changed the vibe a lot, actually.
Yeah, you called Claro upbeat.
Yep.
And then DJ Shadow is more down tempo
because of the it and more just much thicker groove. Like I feel more cool.
When the music slows, and it's always been this way for me. When music's a little slower, I feel like I groove in more than when it's fast. Yeah. But both those beats are ridiculous. Gonna sound great in the car, no doubt.
I had never heard of Little Dragon before, and so this was opening my eyes a bit. Very interesting band from Sweden.
I was curious. You were telling me some things off air, how you were sort of drawn into their catalog a little.
The name is mysterious, Little Dragon, but then also knowing they're from Swedish. They're Swedish, but then our lead singer, Yukmi Nagano, like Japanese, so very interesting.
Yeah.
And but sounds like a little bit of Janet Jackson. You said yeah. TLC.
I think we could agree though. There's an R&B sound to the voice
for sure.
But it's so it's unique enough that it almost is hard to place what it's supposed to be.
And now, you don't really care, right?
Yeah, you don't. Like,
it's that's what's cool.
DJ Shadow's like been an idol of mine since the get-go. I would from the first Uncle record, all of his solo stuff when he came out introducing and so on and so forth. I was such a fan of trip hop and what he was doing as a hip hop producer, and so I really got into him. I think as he's gone on, there's times where he goes into a different spot that I don't love so much, but when he gets it right, mm-hmm. like that song, it's like addicting. The yeah. beats are just perfect and produced so well. I'm glad you like that song. I wasn't sure. It was a single back in the day, but I don't know if any of his songs are really known. Hmm. I think Nobody Speak, whatever, had Run the Jewels on it. That was kind of a bigger song. But after his first two albums, which are like iconic, kind of fell more into the background, but he's still just a legend. Highly recommended for those who aren't familiar with DJ Shadow, if you like trip hop or hip hop even, because that's basically the sound of trip hop. But that set was really cool and deep and thick.
Would you play this song, Scale It Back, on Hi-Fi Dream?
I actually, funny, the minute I put it on the show, I added it into rotation.
Oh, okay.
Because I had, for a long time, I have several DJ Shadow songs in there, but for whatever reason, I didn't go into that. Mm-hmm. That album almost kind of got lost in the shuffle for a while for me. So now it is. Now it'll be in there.
My theory is that if I heard this song on Hi-Fi Dream, I would only be hearing Little Dragon there. I mm-hmm. would not necessarily have heard, oh, that's DJ Shadow. You right. know,
well,
she stands
voice,
out.
Yeah.
Like her collaboration on this is what makes it to me.
I would
it's
say, though,
beat.
That Little Dragon is almost as represented. There's few groups that are well beyond her. You know, just simply because like Depeche Mode or, you know, The Cure, LCD Sound. There's a few, even Empire of the Sun. But I would say R&B, indie soul, psychedelic soul stuff, I would say Little Dragon's right near the top of the most songs on the station.
I don't know where I've been all my life. But.
Well, you've been listening to find other music lately, so you're not as tuned into the stream, I think, because you're doing these researching now. You're finding music now.
True.
So maybe it's not as likely you're going to hear some of these things, you know?
And so I binged on Little Dragon last night, and I couldn't get enough of their sound. And
so excited to hear that.
And then after that, I switched to Janet Jackson just for the nostalgia. But
and I'm
same.
A huge fan of hers, too, by the way. Some of my favorite albums ever by Janet Jackson. So, like Rhythm Nation. Forget it. The Velvet Rope, even. I mean, I'm just, she's just another legend. I actually, this is going to sound probably, like, sacrilegious, but I kind of like Janet more than Michael.
Oh, I can see that. Yep.
You know, Thriller.
And her whole arc, too.
Yeah.
Right? She was started on Different Strokes, right?
Yeah, good job, Marlene. I think Charlene.
Cutie.
Oh, it was Willis's girlfriend.
That's right.
Yeah.
How about that?
Your namesake.
Yep. But anyways, what an arc.
Yeah, and I just think she's just so good. Off the Wall, Thriller, bad. Unbelievable, all three of them. But like pound for pound, I like Janet maybe more.
Mm-hmm.
We have two more songs left in this set. Did anything I wanted to add about Claro? I think I said enough about Claro, but that was an excellent choice. Great set. So the last set's going to come back to the electronic sound a little more, or more in the pocket of Hi-Fi Dream for these two.
Yeah, we try to bring it back into the frame.
I never heard of Arc Patrol.
Oh, okay.
This is a first for me.
I gotcha.
Talk about it.
So 2015, the song is called Let Go. And this just came up in my, you know, algorithm, but I liked several songs from them, actually. And this one, it's got a little bit of a bunch of different stuff. A little bit of spoken word sound like, but a little bit of this Stranger Things vibe.
Yeah.
And of this hazy trip, down tempo, jazzy, loungy, late night with the blue or purple colored lights, like all these things just come to my
all speaking my
mind
language,
when I hear this song. So I really liked it, and I dug it, and I thought it'd be a good way to end the show and bring it back into the Hi-Fi Dream space of atmospheric, dreamy, a little bit very trippy.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I'm looking at your Adepts chart, which you said we had a new category. I don't see it here.
Oh, it's genre next to BPM.
Am I missing
it? On the left.
On the left.
Did I chop
it
off?
I see it. Yeah, okay, yeah. So it's not part of the chart. I see.
No.
Okay.
I took a crack at categorizing either the song or the group as best I could.
I thought it was interesting because I'm looking at your Adepts chart and I'm seeing the last two songs here are scoring very high across the board.
Yeah.
And I was just kind of going back to see what you did on some of the earlier ones. Mm-hmm. So I got lost in your words, but I will say that I thought that these two songs were going to be the highest score. As far as I say highest score, like all the categories will feature a higher number. Yes. Doesn't necessarily mean that that's like the most applicable.
It's not meant to be like a win, who wins or loses.
Yeah, but it kind of and I do think it does in some sort of way, it puts the process into a view. Like I can almost see why a song fits and maybe why it doesn't. And I'm not saying that a song, like I saw a couple of zeros in here, right? I don't think that's going to affect anything. One zero in this case.
Right.
It's not going to affect being on the station. But if a song is a zero in, say, four of those categories, it might not really be most, you know, fitting for the station. So
exactly.
I guess it does say something if it's got a higher score, but it doesn't necessarily, it's not the be-all, end-all on the ranking system or the how we, you know, differentiate.
One of the things, the benefits of gathering this data, even though the data is somewhat subjective as far as how I'm scoring it or you score a song, is whether it's a 5 or a 4 or a 1, atmospheric or dreamy, there's that subjectivity. But even the point of all this is to, at some point, if we step back and look and say, what kind of music are we playing? Now we can kind of describe it, right? And if there was another category, say, is this in rotation or was this ever in rotation, then we can see, okay, of all the songs that are in rotation, how much of it is atmospheric or dreamy, right? Or,
yes.
And how many of those categories is it high or how many is it low? And it very well may be that it's got to be in at least two high and two above two or three in two categories to fit.
That could be the base, you know, like that's, I haven't figured that out yet.
It's
but
just
that
trying
might
to read your mind.
You figured out a chart that sort of does.
I'm trying to.
Because these are the categories that I essentially, they have to really exist somewhere in this scope of like atmospheric, dreamy, electronic, psychedelic, /trippy, and soulful. Where in that does it fall? How high does it score in those? I personally don't necessarily think about this, but I think it subconsciously is happening.
Exactly.
Does that make sense?
And I don't pick songs because they fit that either. But once I pick it, then I score it. And I go, oh, okay, that makes sense. So it's more like a validation.
So anyone wants to see this, they could go to thespec.com because you do have this listed there, right?
That's right. I put a picture of this list on
every
playlist.
So you'll see
playlist.
The chart of that we're talking about. So if it sounds crazy to you, you could see it physically. Just go to spec.com on your phone, thespec.com, because you will... I'm not telling people to do anything. You know, if you don't
sure
want to do it, don't do it.
No,
but,
you can.
But maybe if you're I would be wanting to look. I'd be like, what are they talking about? Let me see this. And then I'd go there and it would make sense.
And you can even listen to it while you're looking at it. So it all like it's connecting in your brain.
Yeah, exactly. So last two songs are going to be part, I think, the highest scoring songs on the show across the board, every category.
Yes.
But where did you find this article?
It was just recommended by my Amazon streaming.
Okay.
So it knows my habits now, and I still listen to everything that it recommends when I have the time. And this one, Arc Patrol really caught my eye from their sound, and I felt definitely there's going to be one of these songs that's going to go in, and or at least to the show, this show.
Your algorithm knows you better than you, knows me better than me. It's insane. So because they're finding songs that this, to me, you've had a bunch of these included over the past, you know, 10 weeks or so.
Yeah, just a random.
Sort of like spoken word, jazzy.
Mm-hmm.
I almost feel like it's finding your sweet spot because you like jazz.
I love it.
You've been obsessed with jazz, especially lately, right?
Last exactly.
couple years. So I find it's marrying the electronic stuff and the jazz stuff for you perfectly.
Yeah, it's a full plate right there.
Yeah, so I could see how this would pop up, and I really loved it. So different. Very different. I think both these songs are different. The last two here.
No, and yours, so you follow with Ash Walker and Andrew Ashong.
Yes.
Letting Go, and it's a new release.
I just found this too. I bought a few songs I liked, brand new. I liked them all, and this one was the one I chose. Like I said, I've kind of been... I do my digging every other week for like new music to put in. And I do like to represent a certain sound that like, if I feel like it's under represented. I do like this sound. I don't know how much it'll last or how much I'll play it, but there's something here fit for this show perfectly.
It's solid fours across the
board.
Yes,
like, I couldn't believe it. A perfect
everything.
Score. Nadia Comăneci, the old gymnast.
That's the perfect
10. Was she Romania? I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of Olympics. But yeah, this both songs I feel do kind of represent this more obtuse, what's the word, avant-garde sound. But right in that electronic,
combining jazz, sounds, yeah, down tempo, chill but trippy.
This right? is fun. This is a good set.
Yeah,
cool way to end it. We're not ending with very familiar this time. We're ending with of all kinds of vibes though.
Big time.
Any last thoughts before we play these songs?
I'm just looking forward to the vibe.
Me too. Thanks to everybody for listening.
Thank you
to the
Greg.
Show once again. This is show 45. So next week will be another journey, another adventure. We'll see what happens from between now and then. But we hope you enjoyed the music. Maybe you learned something. Maybe you found something new to go listen to. And that's the kind of the purpose of this one.
And dive deep.
The deep dive. Exactly. So let's close it out. Arc Patrol, Let Go. That's the first track. Then another song called Letting Go by Ash Walker and Andrew Ashong.
That's funny.
Yeah, I didn't
notice that either.
Yeah. Huh. All right, let's do it. Deep All dive. Right. We'll see you next week.
Next time. Thank you.
feeling like a ritual. Know that we've been here before. Never learned my lesson, though.